After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is Love and Hip Hop. It is the season finale. We're going to get into all how everything went down, all the bows that were wrapped up really nicely, and everything that's still in question. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I tell all my hoes, break it up, break it down, back it up.
I have heard this song before. I was like, I don't know
what it is. You gotta put it on Nikki's part for the ladies.
I can't Millie Wop in the seat. I can't backslide. I can't Millie Wop. It's the mic is in the way.
I already know it. I come with bad weather. They say I'm a storm. VVS is in my chum. That's a Rockefeller chain. I was sending bricks to
Trinae is ready. Ready to go in.
But this is the thing, though. Trinae always picks the most ratchet music that we have. This is like, she does. She just switches.
She does.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, hi guys. And it's just like,
she's like, guys, that's not professional.
right.
That's not professional.
Yeah. Like, what is going on? Like, what is?
All of us have a little trap in us.
Is that
right?
What it is?
Yeah.
Pretty girls like trap.
Shout out to 2 Chainz. Shout out to 2 Chainz.
Like Nikki has a little bit.
You flying on a G4 jet. You bitches don't even spell G4.
Oh my god.
But everybody who's seen that video.
Lamborghini just a race with China.
Oh, hey.
Race to China. What? Just a race in China. Little bad Trini bitch, but she mixed with China. Real thick vagina. Smuggle bricks to China. I tell all my niggas. Cut the check.
And today got the. What is she? She got the sheer sleeves with the.
She's not playing.
She got the new pants.
Y'all didn't even see her pants.
Oh,
her
my
pants,
gosh.
Though.
I thought that you had like some booty shorts on. And then I was like, Trinae, what is she wearing tonight? Like, what is going on?
She's not with the shits tonight. Yeah, she's here to slay.
She can't, right? That's what I was thinking. Like, season finale. She is not playing with
nobody. You guys literally need to get on stage and just drop the
I'm
mic.
Just saying.
Because it's always jokes.
I'm just speaking my truth. This is real truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
I love you guys so much.
Yes, yeah, I know. Season finale is zooming. What up? It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, you can find me everywhere on social medias at The Poet Saint. And you can also check my website, stayonthemic.com. I got my goons with me.
Hey.
You know, we were just talking about the first lady of the Love and Hip Hop After Buzz panel, Trinae Todd.
Our queen.
Break it up.
Break it up.
Who is the Break first lady? No, I'm just kidding.
Break it up.
Hey. See, what's up?
Break it up.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
All
at
of that.
Your girl,
all
Trinae.
All of that. And see how slaying.
Boom. Slay it up. Slay it.
Put
slay
them follow with.
Y'all stop
Break
gassing
it up.
Me up.
Break it up.
You the one came with new pants.
Right.
Like,
right.
And the sheer sleeves. Like, what do you mean?
You just got to sit and look
you
at it.
You was waiting to be gassed. Like, you was like, how about kill him tonight.
She was like, wait on it.
Oh my god.
Trinae, you coming tonight? Wait on it.
Right. I'm like, we're going after the show.
Where can we find you at Khalil?
Khalil Boo Boo.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo. Holla at me.
Hey, we in the building.
Sip some tea real quick.
All right, we got a show to do, kind of, sort of.
Season finale. First of all, just before we break it down, what do you guys think as far as a season finale goes? Were you guys feeling good about it?
I think we found closure this evening. I think that all things considered, it is great to reflect on the year and you know, we learned some things, we accomplished some things, and we're going to take all of those victories and all of those failures and use them to push us forward in the new year and to achieve even greater heights and become even better people.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's ready for Governor Kalula Boo-Boo. Yeah. Yes.
Spokesman over here. Spokesman.
Right, right. Anyway, trash.
I'll give this season finale a 6 out of 10.
Mm, okay.
That's what I'm going to do for it.
I think I'm with you on
it
that.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cute.
The real tea is. The news that's been circulating
right,
across
right.
the waves.
Which is
when you bring up the situation, the lituation, mm-hmm. then I'm going to drop the news on the pinchuation.
Ladies and gentlemen, on top of having sheer sleeves, mm-hmm. she also might be a little intoxicated. We don't know.
And what the hell was that?
Intoxicated off of love. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, well, this is my thing. I agree with you on the 6 out of 10, and I feel like because of what we got with the whole Jocelyn situation, with her not being compliant, and then how everything went down with the whole New York situation, I feel like that... I think they were wanting more from that storyline within her and Stevie J, and she just kind of pumped the brakes on it and was like, nope, not doing it. Y'all can't come to New York. And so I think that's kind of what led to what we saw as far as the abrupt ending. Also, I'm upset that we didn't get closure, I feel like, with Kirk and Rashida, because the whole season, the focal point of that season was... Who's his baby's daddy?
Who is the father?
Right. The whole season, like every episode pretty much had something to do with that. You know, we had the love triangle and all of that stuff. And then it's like we just find out that what's his name is not the father. Logan is not the father. We don't find anything about Kirk. And then you see her, you know, signing some separation papers.
Big, big, huge disappointment. I mean, we go through 13 seasons of this show wondering... Who impregnated this young woman? I mean, I get that maybe it's too much to ask for a lady to keep track of her vaginal sex records. But, man, production, if we could have just found out an answer to the question, who is the father? No child should be brought into this world without their father. And this child has a right to know. America has a right to know.
Right.
Who is the father?
Amen. Well, again, you know what? For governor.
You know what?
Thank you.
You deserve it. You deserve something for that. A Grammy. For that. No, but
about Grammys for speeches now?
No, I honestly feel like we got the full story towards the end when Rashida was all like signing the separation papers.
That
like,
was the you were content
she was
with
like,
that?
This isn't a divorce, but it's a separation.
No.
I feel like we all know that Kirk is not the father. I mean, he's not the father because of the whole fake storyline.
We know Kirk is not the father because
of
what?
He's not the father because of the whole fake storyline.
Oh, the fake storyline. Oh, okay.
And it's just like too convenient that she's just so happy-go-lucky with signing these separation papers. Because they're still going to be married. They're still going to be married.
Right.
But they're just legally signing these separation papers because Kirk has to cover his behind. Because he knows that they're going to start money laundering from his accounts and...
All of this stuff. Do you feel... okay, so at the beginning of the show, we see this big outburst from Kirk, right? And he's like yelling at not only his family, mainly his mother-in-law.
Which is completely out of character. I mean, I've seen Kirk for some time on this show, and I've never seen an outburst as such. I was taken by it. I didn't know how to receive it. Because it was totally out of character, and I don't know.
He was just trying to, and then he had the nerve to get at the mom. I didn't like the way he was getting at the mom. He's like, what they doing? They paying you side checks? They paying you side money?
Right.
First of all, respect your elders. Your kids are over here. You're doing the most right now. Like,
the
I'm
most.
Just tired of them, like, acting an A in front of the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, these kids are going to remember this for the rest of their lives. You may think that because he's 3-4 years old, he's not going to remember it. But
no, it's on
you're
record.
Embarrassing.
You're
embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing us.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Rashida was then like, well, I don't know why. I don't think it was a good idea for you guys to have brought your dad like that. Like, don't blame it on the kids.
Don't.
Yeah, that don't was, I mean, it. See, this is where I'm torn because, like you said, we know the real deal about, you know, the whole fixation. And that's been proven, the what's in the blogs and stuff like that, as far as them manipulating or kind of contracting the story or what have you.
I mean, it's just too convenient that it would surface on the news like that. And okay. I feel like the reunion, they're going to just conveniently pull out the DNA test.
Well, I think
they're going to definitely do
that's,
that.
That's, that's something that is obviously a ratings driven, which if in fact, because that would make sense. And that would basically support the narrative of them wanting to be in the focal point of this season, which they were. They were the hot topic of this season. I mean, we had Stevie and Jocelyn with the baby situation, but that was just kind of what they normally do, the tit for tat and all everything. But the main focus was who this baby was, and we had so many supporting cast.
So many.
Around, we had this guy, you know, the buff, Rod, with the baby, and then we had Jasmine, the baby mother, and then the side chick from with her, and then we had Logan come into play. We have a jock like Dabo. Oh, my mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Right. So there was so much that was put into this storyline. So I don't know. I mean, I guess you do stuff in these reality shows for ratings. Everyone does, the producers, you know, the people that are on the show. But I feel like, I hate to say like, oh, losers integrity of the show. It's like, if there was no integrity to begin with, then what are you losing?
Right.
But at the same token, it's like, as a viewer, it's like, I don't want to be duped the whole way. You know, like, at least give me something that's tangible. Like, that's why I, you know, wanted to try to do like, okay, what was the realest moment of this episode? To find out, you know, like, there's something there. But if everything is an act, you know, I don't know. Yeah, that's going to be a good question because I didn't really see any.
Let's put our investigative thought caps on, together. Our journalism caps on.
Right. So, I don't know. But do you think, okay, going back to that, do you think that Kirk's outburst, and I was mentioning this earlier, with the producers, of course, with Charlene, his mother-in-law. But
Ms.
do you
Charlene,
think that was...
Miss Charlene. Miss Charlene.
Do you think that was a real moment, or do you think that was, again, for cameras, for TV, whatever?
Oh, that was real.
I would say that I feel like this was a very real moment for all parties involved. I think although a story may be set in place, what we have come to learn about these reality shows is the emotions are real. The feelings are real. They may give you a topic, but they don't put the words in your mouth and they don't help you admit the passion that we saw in that scene.
Okay.
Right. And at the end of the day, these people don't have lines. They're not. It's not like they have lines and they're all of a sudden like getting off of their lines.
Mm-hmm.
But
they are put in scenarios.
They are put in scenarios
to construct certain outcomes.
And who knows? They could have been drinking. Like maybe Kirk had a few.
They're drinking a lot of the time.
One too many drinks
on set and just lost his balls. Like he just honestly just couldn't take it because he's so turned up. Because the way he turned up, that's not Kirk behavior. So he's
not Kirk at all.
He had
I've never seen him like that.
He had to have been like off something to be acting like that in front of the
kids. Totally out of
like,
character.
Come on now, like no. The kids is right here.
The kids
like
is right.
He would never do that in right. front of kids.
Like
so,
and that's exactly.
He would never.
I
do
mean,
that.
Rashida is like, I haven't seen him, right. you know, that upset. Maybe once in life. I've never seen him that upset. I think it was real to the extent that the producers, they'd be in the back like, so what's going to get us more viewers?
Right.
What? Whisper in his ear, do something crazy.
Well, I mean, of course they do that. And it could be a situation where he's like, all right, enough of this. But again, if it goes back to if this was constructed, is it like, oh, is it backfiring now? Because if they really, you know, constructed this for ratings, it's like, well, this is what you wanted. Like, this is what you asked for. Maybe he didn't think it was going to be an ambush at the treehouse or wherever they were. That's Jock has the treehouse. They were at
yes,
the cabin.
With the llamas.
They rented
with
out the treehouse.
Llama,
the
cabin, pajama.
The cabin that they were, that they drove to. Maybe he didn't think it was going to ambush, but I don't know. I mean, it could have got overwhelming. He's like, all right, enough. I mean, because my thing is if... On a show, on these reality shows, the cameras are there 24/7.
24/7.
Constantly getting
365.
No, stop right now. I can't do it anymore. But so I don't know. It could have been a real moment, and he's just frustrated. There it is. So
I don't, they were sliding money to the moms, though. Like, there's like,
who knows?
You know, we're gonna up your contract $24 an hour.
I'm sure there was some conversations had.
The mom, surely.
Oh, and I'm sure some conversations had that said, "Hey, you know, you really shine in this part, and you should really let your voice be heard." And that's probably what happened. But before we leave this topic, Kurt, brother, I just want to say to you that regardless of what role you played in this situation, we are here for you, and we just need you to live up to whatever wrongdoing it is that you have, and let's figure out a solution to move forward. Thank you.
But they dragged the poor mom into this. The mom, come on. Mom is like 50, 60 years old.
You talking about Charlene?
Yeah, Charlene. But you know, mom, the mom's got it made on this. Like,
I think she enjoys
on
it.
On this show.
No,
I feel like
Charlene, trust me. Charlene wasn't drugging into anything. Like, let's keep that all the way real. Charlene wants to be there, and she hates Kirk. We've seen that. Like, I remember that scene. That was a great scene when she ran over that dude's motorcycle. That junk lit on fire. And she's like, yeah, that's what you get. And da-da-da-da. Like, she's been on Kirk's head for minutes. So I feel like she, to get a check to go in on her son-in-law, yeah, she's all for that.
And it's so funny because Love and Hip Hop, I feel like they always do this with the moms.
Uh-huh.
Jim Jones moms.
The mother meeting.
Right.
They go after mother the moms meetings. And it's just like, really, Mona? Really?
Well, I think when you go after the mothers can push certain buttons that other people can't.
That is true.
You look at with Tommy's mom, Samantha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that whole situation, that was also a recurring theme throughout the season, which their relationship, you know, she came in guns blazing from Vegas, like, I'm here and you need to respect me because I'm your mom. She's like, you ain't been here. And then they argue. And every time they get together, they arguing. And it's really a big misunderstanding because Tommy really wants to tell her, you know, about herself. She doesn't want to listen. She doesn't want to be known as a bad mom, but you were a bad mom. Mm-hmm. And so I think but the effects that you get, like my mother can, man, no one can affect me like my mom. Right. You know, you probably feel the same way because they're just, that's your mother. They're going to garner certain reactions from you that other people just will not. And so I think that's why they have the moms on the show to do just that.
It's very smart. It's very wise. You know, your mom has been with you since the beginning, before the beginning. So,
anyway,
it's a great tactic.
I can't with this dude. Somebody get this dude.
Somebody
get this dude.
Hello, everyone. Just so before we move on to the next topic, I want to shout out everyone in the chat right now. We love you.
We do love the chats. Speaking of moms, there was a mother meeting. Mama D had a barbecue. Because she wanted to bless her home. And so she invites all the other moms that are now close all of a sudden, you know, the season. They're really close this season.
Well, you know, love is love.
Right, right, exactly.
But who are these randoms? I had never seen any of these people. I didn't even know Mama D had friends.
Well, she doesn't. These are Love and Hip Hop friends. First of all, she's not friends with... We had never seen... what's her name's mom? She just shows up all of a sudden.
Tammy.
Tammy's mom.
Tammy's mom.
Who sounds just like her. We ain't never seen Tammy's mom. Tammy's mom there. KK, well, we've seen her, but I feel like KK just wants to be in the mix. She wants a check because she doesn't really have any connection anymore. She had the connection with Tommy, but it was her sons was on the show.
Right.
Her sons are nowhere near the show now, so she really only has Tommy. So now she's trying to be the mediator between Tommy's mother, and she keeps, you know, integrating herself that way. Of course, we've seen Deb, you know, Waka Flocka's mom. We've seen her several times. She's been an integral part of the show. And then we have, who else? The other mother. So KK, we got the new mom, Tommy's mom. We got Tammy's mom. We got Mama D. And we got Deb. So that's five moms. There.
Five moms. Sammy. Right? All five families.
Yeah.
Who was perspiring of alcohol. There you go.
She was, first of all, she is really, I think we saw this at the very end, which I was like, well, I got to wait till the very end to get, like, you know, them go to an actual psychologist. Right. It's like when they try to do these little nasty interventions, like, first of all, no one is qualified to do any of this stuff. And it's like, it's all going to be on some BS, I feel like. They're not going to be able to talk to one another. So it's like when Deb was just like, oh, this ain't right. It's like, well, what did you expect was going to happen? She's drinking. The mother's an alcoholic. She tells, don't drink. And Cake is over there. If you, what's in that cup? What's in the cup? And she's just like, she's an alcoholic. What are you doing? Like, and then, so she's going to be liquored up. And then Tommy's going to come in. You know, Tommy don't care. She just goes for the jugular. And then it's like, as soon as the mom says something, you know, well, mom, you wasn't there. I wasn't there. What?
Man, there was
sad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what do you expect? So it's like, I'm glad at the very end we see some them getting some help, and which was, I think, very overdramatized when she's laying at the feet of, like, what are you doing? If I could just touch the hem of your garments. Like, I was like, what is that? Like, when she was just, you know, at the, when they went to go see the psychiatrist. Or what have you, the therapist, excuse me.
I thought the whole mama's meetup was so inappropriate.
Yes, like, yes.
Why are this, first of all, Tommy, I don't think Tommy hangs out with Tammy or her castmates like that. So for them to reveal Tommy's, like, life like that, like the things that, like, happened before she joined Love and Hip Hop, like her mom, like, you know, going to Nordstrom's and, like, panhandling for the family and stuff, like, that's just not for the world to know. Like, and I know she signed up for reality TV, but for them to kind of just, like, throw her in the bus like that,
stuff like that
and put her whole, like, family issues into the surface like that, that wasn't cool. Like, that was, like, super inappropriate. And you could even tell that, like, Tommy was just kind of like, what? Like, this wasn't supposed to be a part of the show. Like, I thought I was coming to a housewarming party.
Well, Tammy's like, I didn't know that this was going to happen. Like, I thought we were just coming. Yeah. I mean, you got to know there's some shenanigans, but I feel like the mother kept, I mean, this is the thing with Tommy. I feel like she just was like, you can't come at me like this. I don't want to have a relationship with you. I'm not ready because of you did this. She was deeply hurt by her mother. Her mother was not there. And her mother was like, I had her at 17, but I didn't really know, da, da, da. And she's like, yeah, you weren't there. And then when she's like, well, I was stealing for you and I was going to catch a case for you and all this, it's like, that's not a good mother. Like, she's trying to make it seem like I was doing my best. Like, she's like, no, I wanted you there. And so I think she's deeply hurt by that, which is why I think she lashes out and why she's the way she is in a lot of ways. But you can't continue to force feed that to her. And the mom just keeps showing up everywhere. Like at the wine tasting thing, like, hey, I'm here. And then drama starts, you know. It's the mom you don't like, you know. And then at the mom thing. And she's like, I think she's trying to be civil and be like, okay, all right, whatever, let's bring it on. And then the mom is, you know, goes crazy or gets too emotional. And she's like, I'm out of here. And I feel like that's a messed up thing. I agree with you that ends up being the case and continue to try to make them, you know, like, no, if they're going to do it, they need to do it like they did at the last scene with help, professional help to help guide them and, you know, have them do it the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, it was sad. I was going to make fun of her knee crying, crawling, whatever that was. And I was like, no, this is just... It feels wrong.
That was real. You don't think that was real?
No, I mean...
Her getting on her knees and
I don't know. I think it was... No, I'm not saying it wasn't real. I'm just saying it was very dramatic.
It was extremely dramatic.
Very dramatic.
But at the same time, I believe her. Like, I don't feel like the dramatics were facetious. Like, I think she really is that dramatic.
Oh, I definitely believe she is.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I was going to make fun of you.
We've seen it through the whole... She was crying when she walked in the door.
Exactly. It was like, I was going to make fun of you, but this is too sad. Like, you are... Like, no.
Jimmy V zip in the building.
Jimmy V.
Oh, Jimmy V just jumped in the chat. Shout out to Jimmy V.
Shout out.
The cool kid.
Be your own dad. Be your own dad. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I don't, like I said, I wish that, for me, I wish that they would have went to, again, the therapist sooner and really worked that out, because I think that that was the only way there was going to be some help really done, as opposed to all these people who don't have, you know, that aren't qualified to try to bring this together.
It's going to be okay, girl. Your wig's falling off, but it's going to be fine. Like, we're going to help you. Like, they probably over here laughing behind the scenes at this whole thing.
Oh, they are. Like, they're in the... Oh, first like, off, first the worst thing, that and then the edit. When you're in the edit and you can watch this shit back and forth, like, that's when they are cracking up and making laughing. All the jokes and like, oh, when this shit airs,
talking about production,
we're going to kill them.
Double it back, Fred. Double it back.
Play it one more time.
Look at her face. Look at her face.
Oh. That's how I'd be in there.
It's probably true.
We see Stevie and Jocelyn meet up again. They got the baby. Baby Sean, they got Bonnie Bell out there.
Coolio, baby Coolio.
Right with them nasty braids. I hope this baby get a check. So that baby was out all, as soon as that baby was born, that baby was out all season.
Sad.
Out. And basically, you know, here's Jocelyn, you know, like, I'm going to move you in, straighten up and do this and do that. I'm moving to Miami. And Stevie's like, you ain't taking Bonnie. Like, go ahead, do what you got to do. And then she basically feels threatened by Estelita, who is, you know, of course, on the Danger Zone label as well. So she feels threatened by that and wants to, I didn't understand this. Did I hear this right? She wants to go and fire her together? Like, I didn't get that.
That's exactly what you heard. Jocelyn, that made no sense to me.
I was like, why would you, that doesn't make any, that's, you're setting yourself up for a drama. Like, oh, let's go together. And fire her together, just like stand in solidarity. Like, what?
Jocelyn is half crazy because a few days ago, she took to her her Twitter and she was like talking all about poor Stevie J's daughter. What's her name? Okay, the youngest daughter that they just had beef with, the 18-year-old. She was like, that whole mad because I run her daddy. Now run along and find your own cock to suck, you nappy head.
Really?
That's what she said about Stevie J's daughter. She's like, that young lady is 18. She's grown enough to ditch it out. She will groan who to take it. I'm done with this. That young lady is 18. She's grown enough to ditch it out. She will groan who to take it. I'm done with this conversation.
She's not misreading it. That's exactly what it says.
Savannah, you know, the interesting thing about her is she actually, like, goes to school in Philly, or, like, she lived in Philly for a while. So, them Philly people, they don't play out there.
Right.
So, that's why she probably was, like, ready to get down with the get down. And, you know, Savannah, she doesn't deserve that. Like,
Jocelyn is just childish. Constantly out of line. And speaking of Jocelyn, as we got, we saw that showed us that basically she stopped filming. Like, she just refused to film. The whole thing was she was supposed to be on the Wendy Williams show in New York. Of course, Stevie ditched because he was like, I'm not going to be a part of that, which I don't blame him. Then, you know, Wendy Williams canceled. She was upset about that, didn't want, you know, any of that to be aired as far as, you know, her part in that. I guess she was a trouble the whole entire season. They had to work around her. I mean, she was just being a diva.
Y'all doing the most for the show. I don't know how they put up with it. From a production standpoint, I'm like, how do you...
I
would have been like, all right, no, you got to go.
You look at somebody like Jocelyn. She's obviously a formidable character on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I think you get to a point like, okay, well, let's work around it. Okay.
But I wonder, exactly.
But I think it got to a breaking point, which is why I think they put what they didn't have to put that out there. But I think they just were so upset.
They didn't have to make that highlight reel of all her worst moments.
Right. And I think they did that because it's like, look, if it looks like the ending is bad, or if it looks like whatever, we missed some stuff, this is why.
Yeah. That was another moment where, like, I wanted to make a joke out of it, but it was like, nah, that's terrible.
It's
like,
real.
That's that's not cool.
Yeah.
The end is near.
So. Yeah.
What's going to happen is Jocelyn is stupid because, like, the courts are going to see the way she acts on television. And
oh, we got her.
They're not going to, like, give her full custody of her child.
And
like,
the jury of your peers.
You know what I mean?
We'll
like, you're over here, like, your track record is not adding up. You're threatening his kids.
Right.
You're doing, like, the most. And you really think that the courts are going to give you full custody of your child? Like, they're going to think that you're going to put your child in endangerment. They're gonna think that you're like a threat to your own child, just based. And it's so sad because Mona, I feel like she painted this character, you know,
and it grew it just into grew, like Frankenstein,
you know. And I mean, maybe Jocelyn really isn't like this in real life.
She definitely created a monster,
you know. And I think that, like,
it's from when you saw her at the BET Awards. That's why you say she ain't like them.
But you know what? Like you said, she created a monster, and like she's not gonna be able to win this. Like she thinks that she wants, like, you know, it's been in the news that, you know, she's wants to take Stevie J to court and uh-huh. things like that. But when you think about it, all this stuff that's gonna run back you on Twitter, like the government, they look up tweets. And you have these all these like receipts, all this like visual representation of
course.
What a crazy maniac you are.
On top of what, and I'm sure we don't get to see, well, I don't know, we get to see the worst, but the worst probably is what is shown because that's what people want to see, the drama. But I mean, I'm sure they can vouch for the stuff like that happens behind the scenes and like, some of the stuff that she does that is just out of pocket, like way, way out of pocket, mm-hmm. where it's dangerous and things of that nature. She's been that way, and I feel like initially it was ratings, and she got the spinoffs, you know, Stevie J and Jocelyn and all this kind of stuff.
She's like, it's working, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Exactly. And then now I think she's just gotten too far gone.
Well, I think it's that, and I think it's a combination of people who are like, all right, I've had enough. Like, mm-hmm. I'm good.
Right,
I'm over you.
It'll be interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting. I love how they also weaved it in, or wove it in, I should say, when they were like, "Is she gonna show up for the reunion?" To basically just like, "Oh, God, she gonna be there?
Right.
Is she gonna show up?"
Right,
that's very true.
Let me just
I watch it.
Right. I was like, okay, whatever. It goes back to that. So I don't know. I mean, I think that. The other thing that kind of troubled me was, like, he said, I made millions with Jocelyn, Stevie J, talking.
That's probably true.
And I was like, millions, though?
That's probably
true. You think so?
International.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past
them. A million? Maybe? A million?
Okay, well, I mean, it's a million more than I have, for one.
Well, but, then we all
no,
have.
But,
then
no,
we
but, all have. No, but I wouldn't put it past
them. Wouldn't pass that? Okay.
No, I'd give him that.
Okay.
I mean, Jocelyn has a very huge audience within the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of money that like
comes through
that community. So I wouldn't be surprised if they really did probably like rack in a few millions with shows, music videos.
Music, and plus the show. But I'm saying,
if you count
everything, right? You count everything, 6 seasons, spinoffs, shows that they perform, touring or whatever, songs, like I wouldn't put it past them.
How much are they worth?
Appearances, I wouldn't put it past them.
Okay. I'm just... The way he made it say it. But my thing is, I guess, it's like, I don't think, and I think this is how I'm looking at it. Like, let's say she's not allowed, like Cardi B, right?
Mm-hmm.
She left the show. Like, this last one that she did.
Yeah, she was like,
I'm good. Because she didn't need that check anymore. She was doing well by herself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jocelyn, if she decided on her own to leave the show, or they say, you have to be gone from the show, I don't think she's at the same point as Cardi B is. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I think she has the same popularity.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she...
I think the same people that know Cardi B would know her, but I don't think she's as likable as Cardi B is.
Oh,
yeah,
hell no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Jocelyn is worth 2 million, so they did make...
2 million?
They did make a little bit of...
That's why I said, I figured like it was millions to...
Yeah. This ain't Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? But I'm just saying, they probably did make some paper to do.
I mean, Jocelyn, you know, I've seen... She didn't even really, like, have a huge following like that on Instagram. Like, she didn't really have, like, her Instagram, you know, just, like, popping or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she could be a lot bigger had she had the right team behind her.
Oh.
Who, Jocelyn?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no, you don't think so?
Wait.
No, the issue is her attitude. It's not...
Yeah, and two, it's like if we want to be all the way real, she's not, like, that talented. Like, she's...
Well, how much Latino music do you listen to?
Right, well, I listen to some, but
okay.
From what I saw, and they just show us tidbits, mm-hmm. right? Benefit of the doubt. But from what I've seen as far as what she was doing and the shows, and I was like, caliber? Like, yeah. So I'm not saying, and please believe, talent does not equal money. Like, mm-hmm. there's people yeah. that are, we can take a lot of people that are not talented or have mediocre talent that are millionaires, that yeah. are making millions and millions right. of dollars. So that, I'm not saying that. Obviously, she's obviously made what she's done or made for herself and her brand or whatever through the avenue of this show. That being said, I don't think that, going back to what I was saying earlier, if she leaves the show, I feel like she does need the show. Mm-hmm. I feel like the show's validation for her.
Her brand was Stevie J. The Stevie J
right.
and Jocelyn relationship, whether right. it was abusive, whether it was great, whether it was happy, that was the her brand.
Correct.
So.
And you look at. Yeah. It's like, and it's like, I feel like they are a pair in the sense of what we watch. We watch them and their interactions. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would be as inclined to be like, oh, I just want to see what Jocelyn's doing by herself. Mm-hmm. Or with baby Bonnie, Bella, or, you know. So that's why I'm just like, it'll be interesting to see if this is enough to kick her off the show or she decides on her own, like, I'm going to leave the show because I'm over it. But it'd just be interesting to see, you know, what happens. So I guess we'll find out the reunion, you know,
if she shows up.
Right. If she shows up.
We don't know.
Right.
We have no idea.
We're so in the dark. We see a little bit. I don't even want to comment on that. Lovely Mimi and the Mariah and Treasure thing. That was like
World
that was.
Star.
Yeah, that was just that didn't make any sense to me. I didn't expect anything was going to come of that. Yeah, they just so like, pointless. Can you please put us back on? We need one more scene, please. Just one more scene before we cut. Yeah, that was terrible.
This episode was really hard to make fun of.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was just so. Past the point of being ridiculous to her. It was like, this is sad.
It's sad.
It really was. Right. I don't have any jokes tonight. Sorry.
Well, I really, it's, you got the two main issues is Jocelyn.
Yeah.
And her being Aunt Robert and the whole Kirk and Rashida thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I mean, everything else is filler. And it's like, I would have preferred to see more Jock. What's Jock doing? Like, at least he's funny. Like, at least we could, you know, and what, you know, you look at even Scrappy. Scrappy's long gone.
Yeah.
We didn't see Wayne Scrappy just what, like a few couple of scenes throughout the whole season. Mm-hmm. We didn't see him too much. I mean, you got Dime and her fiance, and now she's booed up. But it was, everything was filler. You know, we had a huge thing with Tommy and her mom. That was a recurring thing. Mm-hmm. We had the Stevie J and the Jocelyn, and I mean, even Mimi. You know, we don't see too much of Mimi. Tammy. I mean, she's an artist now.
Seems like even the cast is, you know, over the show.
Like over it, but
she is an artist now. Yeah, I saw that she had a song.
Yeah,
people were liking it.
Who,
you,
Mimi?
You,
no, Tammy.
Tammy,
you interviewed her.
Tammy Rivera. You know, she's doing her thing in these streets. She's gonna be on an episode of Irv Gotti's Tales,
which is on BET.
And then
I think is that already out?
Yes.
I think it just started last week.
Yeah. But she's supposed to be like filming her music video for All These Kisses in Atlanta. So I know she just got back to Atlanta like a few days ago. She's been really like, you know, doing her thing like in these. She's been making a lot of blogs. She's been on like Fashion Bomb Daily. Like she's been like, you know, whoever. I guess she dresses herself or I don't know, but she's been looking really good these days. So.
She dresses herself.
Girl, you know, they have stylists.
She's old enough now.
I dress myself, and it doesn't look as good as you do.
Sometimes, and, you know, she didn't. Sometimes they can't get stylists at last minute. But either way, she's doing her thing, and she's looking good doing it. Mm-hmm. But I had some tea about.
Oh,
Jasmine.
Well, wait, hold on. Hold on. Can we get, Josh, can we get the news and gossip music, please? Because.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, according to BET, Jasmine had came out with a diss track towards Rashida. It was called
Clearly, it's done.
It's called Wifey Blues.
Wifey Blues.
And guess who's the director of the song? Rob Bullock.
No.
And the song
he's director.
Yeah,
he directs and he does daycare?
He's released under the direction of her current man. The song features a slew of punchlines about Kirk's wandering eyes, and she even took a jab at Rashida saying this line. You at home cold like DiGiorno. I'll pull up hot and ready like I'm Domino. She rapped. This was really on BET News.
Really? And, this was on BET News?
Yes. So, BET, yeah.
So, everything she that's has, going on in the world.
She has.
BET
Trump
News.
Grabbing pussy. The terrible performance at BET Awards. Oh. We're going to report
this
about this.
This was in my BET News alerts, and I couldn't help but think, is this real? Like, is this really like a female rap beef going on? But I really wish we could pull up the song. It's called Wifey Blues by Jasmine Blue. And it seems to be a popular hit.
You can't even get it out all the way.
We really need to listen to this because, I mean, that line in general was just terrible.
Yeah. Very.
Like.
Very. Wait. No, he didn't pull it up. Josh pulled it up. Oh, no. We got to hit this.
When it's hot outside and them skirts get high, you already know what you're going to see. Another bitch man trying to
holler. No, no lights. No lights. Cut the lights.
No, we need lights.
Cut all the lights.
Another bitch man tryna holler at me. Been a boss bitch for my whole life.
Is this her?
So yeah, this is a Love and Hip Hop exclusive. You heard it on After Buzz.
All right, that was enough.
And she's obviously.
I wasn't actually mad at that song though. Like, low key, low key. Like,
whose beat is that?
Get this paper.
That's somebody's beat though.
Oh, that she's over.
Yeah.
Over.
I feel like I've heard that beat.
Well, the sample is the Brick House sample.
Yeah.
But the beat though, I think, is original. It's just sample Brick House.
The Okay, then they. Flashlight.
Is that what it was?
No, yes. Brick House. No, Brick House.
Was it?
She's. Oh no. Flashlight, you're right, you're right. I was saying Brick House.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that was a sample. Yeah.
But Jasmine, you know, she's trying to get some money out here.
Oh yeah, she did a lot. I will say, she worked for that check.
She had to sleep with a lot of dudes so she could have a reasonable alibi to not know who the father is, you know.
I don't mean that.
A lot of people had to shoot up that club. That way she could, you know, honestly go on air and say, I don't know who the father of my child. First off, how embarrassing is that line? To verbally say, I don't know who the father of my child is. This has been open like a 7-Eleven. I couldn't tell you. There's no security cameras. We'll just have to take a DNA test and see if we can pick it out because... I don't know. You can line them up. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a nigga by his toe. Let him go. The baby's yours.
That's what I'm saying.
You better know.
This is my thing, and I agree with Trine. I think she knows who the baby's father is. I think she was going with the storyline for that paper. Because I think that's what that was. You're going to... Dude, I'm sorry, but No. I don't believe that for one second. She knows. And if it's Kirk, then she's known a lot. And my thing is... No matter what the situation, I feel like if Kirk is truly the father, once he said he was like, yeah, I was cashing her out and all this kind of stuff, you don't do that unless you know you're the dad. Like, again, I don't know why you would do that if you're not sure, because I feel like the DNA test would be so easy. And if you weren't the father, then it doesn't matter. You know, yes, I cheated on my wife, but this is not my child. You know, it was almost like, it just doesn't, to me, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So, I mean, we know the story is kind of fishy all the way around. But again, kudos to her for earning that check because she played her part. And Rod, you know, Daddy Daycare and the other, I mean, you know.
Mona, you know, she just wanted to give side chicks a better name.
Platform,
you know, she wanted to give them, she wanted to give them a platform.
To stand up on and say, I am woman. Hear me roar.
You know, because it was just an ongoing theme for this season. I've never seen so many side chicks be so proud and so reckless.
Listen to SZA's album.
Yeah.
I've never.
SZA's album.
SZA. Oh, whatever her name is.
Oh, I was like, SZA.
SZA.
SZA from Black Ink got an album? Everybody like, doing
little
songs.
Are you talking about Little C?
Right. Julia Mafia?
No. No. Hey, yes, no. It's
that
no.
was a side chick album.
Nah.
That was an album totally glorifying side chicks. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last there. Thing that we see before we close out is Estelita is the first lady of Danger Zone.
Congratulations.
And that was building up to that, which that was like, to me, anticlimactic because I knew that's who it was going to be. You know, yeah. The daughter's like, oh, shoot, you know.
That's
so,
a bad bitch.
Right.
That's a bad bitch.
So it'll be interesting,
okay, Dad,
obviously. She'll be at the reunion.
Baby mama number 7.
Right. She'll be at the reunion. I'm wondering though, do you think
she could be my stepmom?
Do you think that's he's trying to get with that? He keeps saying no.
He's trying to smash that.
Okay.
He's trying to smash that.
Okay.
But you know, them jeans is strong. Stevie J.
Yeah.
Those
them
jeans.
Kids.
Every child.
Each one of them yours.
Yeah.
You can't do that, Kurt.
You can't. No denial.
No denial. Exactly. No, for real. And all of his children.
Like,
especially Bonabella. That's Stevie J with an Afro puff.
Eva.
Eva.
The one that returned from college.
All of them. All of them.
They all look like him.
Yeah, they all do. They all do. That's it. That's it. Real quick, let's quotables before we close out. Quotables. You don't have any?
No.
I got one.
Just disappointment.
Yeah, I have to say this. Because we did, you know, when we saw the wrap-ups, everybody was doing their wrap-up. And so we saw the Mama D wrap-up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her thing this season has been with Ernest and, you know, him not being able to do what he's supposed to do and whatever. And so she let him back in the house. And he's there with a whip or something.
That was funny.
That was really funny.
And
then this is the thing. I'm going to tell you. He said, we may be middle-aged, but we ain't dead yet. That in itself is funny. But the funnier part is, first of all, you are not middle aged. You are a senior. Both of y'all are senior citizens. I'm middle aged. Y'all is seniors.
You like, gotta go to Corral, like, get a discount.
Like, right. Like, stop it. Y'all are grandparents. Like, they're middle aged. No, senior
they did
citizen.
Look like some old people.
Old people.
Come here. Yeah.
I didn't even peep that. He did say we are middle aged.
We're middle aged, and I'm like, wait, excuse me? No, you're not middle aged. No, sorry.
But no, my favorite scene may have been when Dime and Sean were going to go look at the
yes.
house.
And they were kissing
yeah.
and they were
like, sitting on the bed and the real estate lady
just looking.
The real estate lady in the back like
super creeper. That was
That's
terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
That's 5 minutes.
Yo, is the bed soft?
Right.
It comes with the house.
That was terrible. That was terrible. That was
hey
terrible.
Guys, I'm right here. Right. I forgot.
That was so creepy. I peeped that. That was creepy.
She was like, ooh, about to get you popped in the bed, Daddy.
Oh, gosh. That was, Anyway.
So you know that this means you're buying the house.
That's right.
It's yours.
Exactly. No one else is allowed in.
Nobody else.
And, we take it.
Right.
You take it. Okay. Ooh, anyway. Girl, I love this house. I love this place.
We got to wrap this up. all right. Well, that's it. That's the end of the show.
That's it.
The reunion. 2 episodes of the reunion before we shut down completely. First part is next week. Second part is the week after. We got to wonder if Jocelyn is going to be back or if she's going to make it. What kind of tea is going to... Right. What kind of tea is going to be spilled? I think it's going to be a crazy reunion because I think the stuff that was left, you know, kind of hanging is going to hopefully be resolved at the reunion. That's what I think.
I think that Sierra and Mariah and... Pariah. I'm just kidding. No, all these
treasure without an A.
Treasure. Yeah. All these side chicks. Yeah. This side chick mania is about to go down WWE style.
I don't know, but we'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Trizzy.
And you know, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Khalil Boo Boo at Khalil Boo Boo.
What he said.
Thank
all right, y'all. Until next week. Peace.
We out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.